Well, the 1 minute silence is a national campaign, and it's designed quite rightly to draw the public's attention to the loss of human life that's taken place around gangland activity. And obviously, coupled with that, a very strong appeal to people in all communities to say, look, we're not prepared to put up with this. We're not prepared to see the waste of our young people when they get drawn into gangland activity and through gangland activity put themselves and, of course, other people at risk. We have lost too many of our young men across Greater Manchester, not always want people who live their lives according to every letter of the law. Everybody knows that, but nevertheless, it's somebody's son, somebody's grandchild, and at that level, any death like that is one death too many. So saying it's time to put a stop to it has got to be right.
In Manchester here, tackling gang crime and gang culture is something that we're quite hands-on with as a community.
I think Greater Manchester has got a reputation rightly for doing things at the better level. I mean, you know, every one of us has always got to look around and say, can we do things better? But what we've had for a number of years now is all public agencies determined to work together to try to put a stop to gangland activity. Obviously, some of that falls directly on the police, but sometimes it's about saying to young people before they get involved, look, there are choices, there are alternatives. One of the leading advocates for today's event is a Mancunian, Daryl Laycock, who was for many years a gang member himself. Daryl saw life really at the most brutal side, but what he now does is he goes round our schools talking to young people, telling them what the reality of gang activity is like, how unglamorous it is, how it's not the sexy thing, the cool thing to be involved in, and talking them through what the realities of being shot, of being afraid, all of those things that are the norms of gang life are about. So that kind of people working across different public bodies, but actually across the voluntary sector, across our communities, is what really has made a difference. And, you know, you can never say this with any sense of complacency. We have seen the number of deaths go down in recent years in Greater Manchester, but we've got to make sure that we keep the pressure on so that next year is as good or better than this year.